This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
And our paddlers slash strokers report is in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, one of the better kayak fishing clubs you'll find anywhere in the country. It's sponsored by No Wake Outfitters on Airline Drive in Metairie. They're your local fly shop specialist, outdoor gear that's works for the local fishing tackle used in the local area, paddle sports equipment, kayaks, also offer those fly fishing and fly tying classes. And also got some very sharp-looking apparel. Check them out. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. And joining us now is Lance Ferguson. Lance, are you on the water where?
Well, we actually had to make a pivot here. We were headed to the Grove area. When you talk to Captain Ryan, that flag of Beerus is flowing today. So anywhere south on Highway 23 is going to be rough and probably off the table. But so, yeah, we're going to go up in that Myrtle Grove, Happy Jack area and tuck into the marsh and see what we could do today.
Yeah, you're going to be faced with either south or southwest wind. Probably would have been better to go tomorrow because you're going to have a north wind and you would have been on the lee side of it. But that's not to say the fish won't be active with that pressure dropping. What other reports have you gotten this week?
You know, some great reports down in that Highway 1. I think Daryl Carpenter and even Brendan last week were talking about that. So the mild conditions have really made it great. Shell Beach area, Hopedale. If I was kayaking today and I was kind of looking, that's a great place to go. That dam will provide a lot of good fishing and protection from these southwest winds. But that's the advantage of kayak fishing, right? We can run up the roads. I burn gas in my truck a little bit sometimes and maybe not gas in the boat. We'll make a move and pivot. But, all eyes on kokanee, Don, really. I know there may not be a lot of guys pre-fishing for that, but the Bayou Coast Minimalist tournament is around the corner on January 31st. So a lot of guys will be looking to get reports there in the coming weeks.
Yeah, and it's going to be a little different area than kokanee. What can you tell us about fishing kokanee in late January?
Well, I've done it once. It's a different challenge. You know, the minimalist is typically out of Leeville, so they've moved it to kokanee this year. It'll be interesting. I will not be fishing this tournament. I've got another commitment that weekend. But it'll be interesting, you know, with the proliferation of motors, these guys will have a little more range. This tournament's a $35 entry fee, so it's not an expensive buy-in. And it's a two slot reds, and a five trout limit. So, kokanee can be challenging from a trout perspective for me. And it'll be interesting to see what comes back as he's got focus and anybody that's going to be, you know, working that area in the coming weeks.
Yeah, it's one of the more interesting tournaments. They call it minimalist because they give you a certain amount of baits and a certain number of baits, and that's all you're limited to. So you got to certainly make the most of them. Lance, are you a motor guy yet, or are you still conventional?
You know, I don't own a motor. I'm not to say that I wouldn't get – I'm not thinking about one. You know, I've been traditionalist when it comes to that issue, and I know it can be polarizing, but I could share with you, if you want to compete in tournaments, and now we've evolved to a place where, I mean, I compare it to a golf tournament, Don. I mean, you're asking me to walk 18 while everybody's riding in a cart now. So, I mean, you know, from a competitive standpoint, maybe, and even from a recreational standpoint, for the angler that maybe, you know, wants to get a little bit of physical fitness, but wants that little motor to help them out and move around. And so, like I said, that Kokodry is going to be interesting because the motorized guys will have some nice advantages, longer ranges. And, you know, that's just where we're going in the sport of kayak fishing today.
Well, Lance, the obvious compromise would be let's have tournaments strictly for paddlers and peddlers and then one strictly for motors. Are there not enough in each of those divisions to put together tournaments?
You know, I guess that remains to be seen, a hybrid. You know, maybe some tournaments, everybody has to do the traditional paddle or pedals, you know, or the prop drive, you know, style pedal turn kayaks. But, you know, right now the tournaments in the Bayou Coast and most of the bass world, I mean, that's where the most competitive kayak anglers kind of exist today, is in the bass tournament scene. And those guys are all using motors.
Yeah. Well, there could be also two categories in one tournament. You could have a category that allows motors and some that doesn't in the same tournament and have different placings for it if you get enough participation.
Absolutely. If we could keep participation going. But, you know, these mild conditions are really conducive and, you know, with a little bit, you know, less wind and you know, trying to, right now, it's just we should take advantage of all the kayak anglers and all of those folks thinking about getting on the water. You know, go to your local shop, do a demo. Lots of great opportunities to get in kayaks these days, and even folks that are looking to put the small motors that are customized for these boats. So it's still a lot of fun, and we'll see what we can put together from a bag today. But I suspect we'll be targeting switching from a trout mindset to some redfish, fish in the marshes, and as you know, you never know what you're going to catch when you're out there.
That's absolutely right. I've been fooled a lot of times. Lance, thanks so much for the report, and let us know how you do, my friend.
Yep, and thank you, Don, for everything you do. That legislation discussion was fascinating, and we really appreciate you.
All right, my friend. Thank you. There he goes, Lance Burgers. Coming back after this, it's Bad Boy of the Outdoors time. Couple guys from Kenner's with a pretty much a total disregard for fishing on a WMA. We'll tell you what they did, allegedly, and what they might be fined. Right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.